Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The name of the book is Why French Women Don't Get Fat. It's by Mireille Giuliano, and it's been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey. And if it's been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey, you kind of have to listen to what's going on. We have Mireille on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mireille.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, on my way to Atlanta.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
You're going to be here?
I'm going to be here this afternoon.
You got like a book signing here?
Oh, I'm down there for the museum auction weekend.
Oh, very cool.
And lots of events.
Oh, we'll have to get some information and stick it up on our website for you.
Okay.
If we'd known that, we would have had just come in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know that either. I was traveling and I'm sort of working a day at a time.
Hey, Mireille, I'm a little confused exactly what to call your book because it's not really a diet book. Is it?
No, it's actually the ultimate non-diet book.
Okay, so
it's a lifestyle book, really.
Explain that to us.
Because it's about, you know, I wrote it because I was a typical French girl and I was thin, and then I came to America as a student and I gained 20 pounds, and then I went back to Paris and I gained another 10 pounds, and I was in this horrible vicious circle when you're heavy, and with my little frame, I was more than heavy. I was fat. And I was unhappy and low self-esteem and grumpy and couldn't see myself, couldn't look at myself. And my little family doctor put me back on track by basically, you know, reteaching me what my mother had taught me. And so when I came to America, and I've been lecturing on food and wine for the past 15 years, and people see me, or always say, well, you're so passionate about food and wine, and we see you in restaurants, and you entertain a lot, and how come you're not fat? And, you know, I couldn't say, been there, done that, but I just gave them the French shrug and said, well, French women don't get fat.
And why is that?
Because we have a different relationship with food. We eat with our head. We fool ourselves. We eat in a very common sense way by having, you know, three meals a day and not snacking. We have smaller portions. We eat much, much, much more slowly. Actually, right now in my life, I still go back and forth to France every 6 weeks, and I'm always stunned to see how out there we take time to eat. And when you take time to eat and you eat slowly and you chew well and you put your knife and fork down and you eat with your senses, you eat with pleasure, you eat less because your taste buds get satisfied after three bites, basically.
Now, Mira, you said, you know, you were raised in France and you had this lifestyle. Then you came to America. I'm curious, specifically, when you came to America, what made you change your routine and how did that routine change?
Well, I discovered chocolate chip cookies and brownies and ice cream and eating, being able to, you know, I was living with families and living, being able to go to the fridge and pick whatever I wanted when I wanted and eating in front of the TV and standing up and between meals, and I probably was having seven meals a day, and most of them were bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mireille, I have seen you on Dateline before when they featured your book and got to see that program and thought it was interesting when you talked about how French women don't deprive themselves.
That's right.
Of some of these things, like you guys have wonderful pastries, and I mean, the French are famous for their wonderful desserts and that sort of thing. How do you, you know, have your eclairs but still not get fat?
Well, first of all, I should say that, you know, and because pastry is one of my, what I call in the book, offenders, pastries in France is much less sweet than here, and the portions are about a third.
A third of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a croissant is not a croissant. It's not a croissant. And now we even have mini croissants. But, the reason we can eat it all in a way, and sometimes I have to be careful when I say that because, you know, some journalists would write, you can eat everything and not gain weight. Well, it's not quite that way. You can eat, you know, quality food and in small portions, and then you can eat anything you want. If you want to have chocolate, you shouldn't deprive you of chocolate. If you like bread, you can have a nice piece of bread with your meal. Just don't have a loaf. Or, you know, yesterday I was on a TV show and they brought the size of what people order downstairs on Broadway at a diner as a hamburger. And then they asked me what the portion would be. And it would be about a third between the hamburger, the bun, and the French fries. I mean, the fries was enough for a family of three.
Mireille, I still can't get a really good sense of about what your entire book is about. I mean, obviously, you're talking about some pretty basic stuff here, but
yes.
Obviously, your book is also probably more than 100 pages. So what are you filling those pages with?
Oh, it's also, you know, it's a memoir, and it has a lot of anecdotes about produce, because when I grew up still now, I mean, a lot of French women go to markets, you know, at least once or twice a week. And we like fresh food. We like to cook. I have a lot of recipes in the book, simple recipes, because I wanted to encourage young people to cook. Because another difference is that I've noticed for many American women, cooking is a chore, and for us is a central act. We cook because we like to prepare something for the people we love, whether it's our spouse or children or family or friends. And so I wanted to make easy. And so I talk a lot about produce, and I'm amazed that a lot of Americans have not discovered some basic produce like my favorite, which is a leek. And I talk about a magical leek soup that is like a vegetarian weekend broth with vegetables and a nice way to detox you, because it's a mild diuretic. And I think Americans are discovering, because it's from the onion family, but it's much milder and sweeter and nuttier. And people who taste it love it. So I'm hoping to make people discover how to cook, you know, vegetable, how to like vegetables. A lot of people think they don't like vegetable. It's because they don't know what to do with it.
So what I'm hearing here is, like, if you're talking about fruits and vegetables, smaller portions. Mm-hmm.
Slowing down
is probably the most important thing, because, first of all, it's for people to become more aware of you see, the difference between France and the U.S. is, like, we have 300 years of ritual and gastronomic culture, so we have a great respect for food, and we pay much more attention to what we put into our body. And I would like to help, you know, people here to realize that a lot of the food they eat is really, really bad food. It's preserved. It has a lot of chemicals in it. And it's oversalted and oversweetened. It makes them eat more. And once you become aware of what you eat, and that's why keeping a journal is a very nice little way to start, because a lot of women write me and said, my God, I didn't realize what I was eating every day. It's crazy. And that's the first step. But then you really have to eat with your senses. And to do that, you need to take 20 minutes. Now, you know, I'm not saying you can do it 3 times a day and 7 days a week, but start on the weekend. Start a couple of days for dinner if you can. And you will see the difference. When you sit down and you eat slowly, which means in a relaxed fashion, you will eat less. You see, people eat on the go and, you know, multitasking, and in that situation, you are stressed. So when you're stressed, you tend to eat more to start with, and you don't pay any attention. Have you ever watched people in the airport eating in those fast food places?
Yeah.
Between they catch a plane?
Sure.
You don't see a sign of pleasure on their face. Mm. It makes me so sad to see that this relationship with food has to change. I mean, you know, there's a difference between eating for living and living for eating. Food is something very, you know, it's one of our three basic needs, with love and securities. And we have to respect the food we eat. We have to eat it with respect. And we also have to know what our body, you know, can take. And that's why my book does not, like a diet book, give you one size fits all, you know, do this, do that, don't eat this, don't eat that. All I'm saying is that, listen, if you eat good food, you can eat everything, but try to, as a base, assume that most of us, because in our life today, you know, we are not like our parents and grandparents, working hard in the field, in the mine, or walking a lot. Most of us sit, you know, whether it's in the office, in the car, in the subway, in the bus, and we don't need all that food. So assume that you eat probably between 10 and 30% more of what you really need. And start reducing, you know, slowly. Don't hit your body with, you know, from six slices of bread to zero.
Right.
Go from six to five, because if you do that, which the diets tell you to do, and of course if you do that, you're going to lose a lot of weight fast, but then what?
If what Mireille is saying here makes sense to you, pick up the book. It's called Why French Women Don't Get Fat, and you can pick it up just about anywhere. I got all the information on Amazon.com yesterday also. Mireille, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great time in Atlanta when you get here, too.
Okay? I will. I love the South.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Similar experience, and my gut reaction was no, but then after I thought about it a little bit, I went back and I said yes, and then 7 years later, I got divorced. Even the day of my wedding, my dad stood in the, when it comes to getting in the back room, when you're there in your wedding dress, my dad, are you sure this is what you want? And I still had that little bit of doubt, and I kept saying to myself, well, maybe it's just the wedding jitters, maybe. What I'm saying is that if your first gut instinct is that no, then go with your gut, because there is a reason why you have that feeling.
All the hits, Q100 and The Bird Show at 9:54. And the thing she says there is like, she knows the guy that she's about to walk down the aisle to, exchange vows with, say that she's going to spend the rest of her life with this guy. She knows that either A, it's a lie, but she starts to talk to herself and convince herself that it's just wedding day jitters. So here's what we want to try to define. What is the difference between cold feet, wedding day jitters, and legitimately knowing that this guy is not the guy and this marriage is never going to work? Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you, ma'am?
Good. The difference between cold feet and knowing is cold feet comes from your head and knowing comes from your gut. You got to listen to your gut, because your heart and your head will mess you up every time.
It's always that big old fight, like I never know which one's which.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how do you...
Oh, no.
Really? Like your head will try to lie to your gut?
No, your head just... Well, I can't say it on the radio. Your head just messes with you. you can rationalize anything in your head.
I think...
Your gut, you got to follow your gut.
Well, I think Bert made a good point earlier about how this can help a lot of people. So I'm just curious, what questions should someone ask themselves to determine whether it's jitters or if it's legitimately they don't need to do this?
Well, like I think if you say, okay, I've got to look 50 years from now, am I going to be repulsed for the next 50 years? That's not going to work. That's more than jitters right there.
Even more than that, 50 years, how about next week?
Yeah.
If the thought of kissing them makes me go,
if we take separate honeymoons, maybe that's not a good idea.
Misty, go ahead and define wedding day jitters from, look, this guy and me is just not going to work.
Okay, my theory is, before my wedding, I had maybe a little bit of butterflies, maybe questioning, did I sow all wild oats? But I never once questioned, is this the right guy? I think if you question, is this the right guy, then there's something wrong. Because you should know before you walk down the aisle that this is the man you're meant to be with. there's a reason that you're engaged to this person.
And your jitters were more about your life, mm-hmm. like what you had accomplished?
My jitters were just being in front of everybody and, you know, maybe once went through my head, did I sow all wild oats? And then, you know, threw that out the window. Who cares? This is who I'm supposed to be with.
Right. No, I felt that too. I don't know why. It's so funny. You know, you're in radio and you're talking to all these people on the radio and you go out to like Vision and you can be on the mic in front of thousands of people. But just walking down that aisle and having everybody stare at me while I gave those vows was terrifying to me.
Really?
And that's the way my husband was too. That was the only nervousness he felt was just, oh God, I'm going to be in front of all these people. But he knew he was supposed to be with me. I knew I was supposed to be with him. And that's just if you're questioning that, then there's a problem.
That's a good way to define it, maybe.
I think so. And I think Jen pointed that out earlier, like institution of marriage as opposed to the person who maybe it's like all the wedding stuff, or maybe it's the finality of it. Like, oh my God, this is it. Like, you know, the weight of such a big decision is maybe what gives you the jitters or the cold feet or whatever, because it's just a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then if you're questioning the person, like, do I really like the way they do that? Right. Or what, then that's really the issue. But if you're kind of jittering about the ceremony, I know my husband was jittery about the ceremony. He's like, I'm not in front of people unless I have a guitar in my hands.
Yeah.
Where's my guitar? Make me feel a little bit more comfortable up here.
Good morning, Stephanie. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, I was just going to say that I think, like, cold feet is kind of legit. Like, it's just performance jitters. There's 400 people, like, every single one of those people is in one room staring at you while you profess your love.
Man.
You know, I mean, anyone would get nervous when everyone's staring at you. If you're breathing too heavy, everyone notices. But my friend, she said the minute she got engaged, she felt closed in, like the walls were coming in. And she said yes, she got the dress, she got the cake, she got the reception, and then she just said the whole time she felt like she was going to throw up. And so she sent out the invitations. And then 2 weeks later, everyone who responded got something from her that said, basically, we can't do this. Like, she knew from the get-go and did all the fun stuff, like bought the dress and bought the cake and everything, and then realized, you know, I really don't think that, one, I'm cut out for marriage, and certainly not with you.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, our family got the second invitation one time from a family member who, due to unfortunate circumstances, we've had to, you know, cancel the wedding, whatever. But yeah, just this
That'll
little card.
Happen.
Yeah, but
a little card is a heck of a lot less expensive than a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
For
so,
sure.
Agreed.
I mean,
no,
you
totally
know,
agreed.
Even if you go that far and you say yes, if you know it's not right, don't do it.
Right.
You know, Jen was saying that her husband, Ryan, was saying that he's only in front of all these people if he has a guitar in his hand. So I think it was pretty ingenious the way that they handled their wedding, because this is actually Ryan on their wedding day.
I'm sure he would appreciate that.
And instead of the tux, he had the cowboy outfit. It was
great.
Yeah. Purple lavender.
Purple sequins. I was on some sort of swing.
Hey, Nicole, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to, what I have to say is basically like what Misty said. It's the person. If cold feet is just maybe the timing. You know, I know for me, I was really young when I got married, and I knew that I wanted to marry him, and I knew that he was the person for me, and I was going to be with him forever. But I was like, oh my gosh, am I too young? Am I too immature right now to be married to him right now? I hadn't had a chance to go to college, so I was like, oh, you know, I need to go to college first. But that was cold feet. I knew he was the person I wanted to be with. And a lot of the other elements, timing, age, financial situation, that kind of thing would contribute to cold feet,
and
I think.
It seems to me like everybody is calling up basically defining it the same way you're defining it. And that's
right.
Like, if you look at the guy and that's the problem, then you know it's not cold feet.
Right.
All right, that's the real deal.
Right.
But if you're worried about your past and if everything's going right and you're worried about the honeymoon and all that, cold feet. You're looking down the aisle and that dude repulses you and you're throwing up. That's not the right guy.
Vomit should not be involved in a wedding, you know, at all, or with the person you're with.
Another wisdom from Melissa
Carter.
That's
right. No vomit in your wedding.
The Bird Show.
Hey, from time to time on the show, we do this thing called Am I Normal? Because we all do really freaky things in, like, the privacy of our own homes. And there's great comfort in knowing that other people do the same things. Like, I think I came in here one day and I started it off by saying that sometimes I'll stare in the mirror and I'll try to shift from one eye to the other to see my pupils dilate. just for no reason at all, except I think it's really cool to watch my own eyes dilate. And I was wondering if that was normal, and a whole bunch of people called up and said, yeah, I do that too. And then we got a whole bunch of calls like these.
Every time I get out of the shower, I'm totally naked, I'm drying off, and I just start naked dancing.
I pretend I'm a star, and I interview myself and answer my own questions.
Does anybody practice how they're going to react when they hit the lottery?
I've been married for 3 years, but I still play in my wedding dress like it's my wedding.
After I make something to eat, I pretend I'm my own food critic.
One thing that I love to do is when I hear a really good line in a television show or on a movie, I'll excuse myself and go to the bathroom and then reenact that line over and over in the mirror until I get it perfect.
I usually tie myself up and play like a damsel in distress.
Do you rescue yourself too?
Yeah.
All right, so if you do one of these kind of freaky things and you want confirmation on it, and you feel like revealing a little bit about yourself this morning, you can call us now, 404-741-1005, and ask us if you're normal or not. But the reason why we're even doing it this morning is because producer Tracy, who we can already answer the question, no, has one of these going on in her life right now.
Well, the other day, Scott and I were in the car. We've been together for 3 years now, and he has labeled me and my family complete freaks.
No.
And then I started thinking about it, and maybe we are. We were coming home from Easter dinner the other night, and he said, you kiss your family on the lips. And I said, yeah. And he's like, that's weird. And I'm like, no, it's not. And he said, yes, it is. He's like, that's weird. He's like, I've never kissed my family on the lips. And now, and then I started thinking, oh my God, what if it is weird? And what if my family thinks it's weird? And I just go for the lips and they're too embarrassed to tell me, why are you kissing me on the lips?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It seems a little weird to me. Yeah, I've never kissed my dad or my mom on the lips.
I don't think it's weird.
No, you kiss your dad?
I kiss my dad and my mom on the lips.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to. I mean, not as an adult. But as a kid, I did, but not as an adult.
So as an adult, you still kiss your dad on the lips?
Yeah, and my mom and my little brother and my sister and my little nephew. And I don't...
Tongue?
No, Jeff.
There's nothing sexual about it. It's just a little sign of affection. It's just like giving him a hug or a kiss on the cheek, but with your family, you kiss on the lips.
But what can you get from the lips that you can't get from the cheek if you're kissing an... It's not a firm handshake.
Like that. It's just always been that way.
Or just a wave from afar.
Or a high five.
And you know, you are normal, Tracy, because, I mean, and God bless our listeners, but there's listeners that will do that to random strangers. Like, there are listeners that have come up to me, people that I know, not total strangers, but people I've seen several times to the point that we hug and they want to go for the lips to say hello.
No,
and I give the, you got to kiss me on the cheek. I don't kiss anybody on the lips as an adult unless I'm with them.
Do you have a, will you stop someone if they're going for your lips?
I turn. You just turn. Give them the cheek.
I turn.
What if they turned with you? Huh?
What if they turned with you?
Well, then they turn with me, but you're not kissing me on the lips.
Because I think we need to send Phil out with somebody on the show to an event where all their friends are going to be at and introduce him. And Phil is the guy who will only kiss on the lips and will walk circles around you to get to your... Like, you will either get whiplash and hurt your neck, or he will kiss you on the lips. And the kiss has to be a little too long.
Hey, Tracy.
Even to guys.
Hey.
You have a question of if you're normal or not?
I know it's not normal. My family and I, whenever Law and Order comes on, you know that doom 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 that part?
Yeah.
We all do the robot. Oh God, I know it's not normal. If someone is in the bathroom, if someone is doing dishes, if someone is getting ready for bed, it does not matter. We stop, we pause, and we do the robot. And even my 3-year-old, oh God, it's not normal. I know it's not. And my I would say probably since he was about a year old. He is 3 years old now, and he does it too.
And he says,
robot, through the whole thing. And it's very, we take it very serious.
But it's only the Law and Order theme.
It's only, oh God, it's so weird. And then also, we use a lot of Napoleon Dynamite phrases.
Well, yeah, so that's
for people. And I know it's not normal. And I mean, I'm like 35, and I should grow up. And me and my daughter, we will, like, talk this way. She's 13 years old, and we're African-Americans, which I know is really not normal, but we'll talk this way in public. And I'll say, well, what do you feel like you do? feel like what I want. Gosh. And people are like, oh my God, your kid is so rude, you know.
Yeah,
but, the law, it's not normal.
The Law and Order robot thing is way more normal than an African American watching Napoleon Dynamite.
And
oh,
quoting
God,
it.
We love it.
That's okay. Bert quotes Barbershop all the time. Booty call. He's all over that.
Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on All the Hits Q100. Are you normal?
Not so much. Okay. You know when you go in like a public restroom and they've just cleaned it?
Mm-hmm.
They put the, well, it's a women's restroom, so they put the toilet seats up.
Uh-huh.
Well, I, like, open the door and I, like, sweep with my hand and say, ah, the fabled up toilet seat. And get really excited, like, you're so there.
What the?
The fabled up toilet seat?
I don't know. It just, you use, like, the movie voice, you know, the sweeping of the hand. You're like, ah, the fabled up toilet seat.
I will say, though, I agree with her that I do get really excited if I'm the first one into the women's bathroom and it's up from the night before because you know that you're the first one to use it for the day. There is a little excitement there. It's like, oh, I get a clean potty.
Or a man just used your bathroom.
I will say this. I still do this, that if I'm in an intersection and I am the first car in the intersection, I'm next to somebody else.
Oh, you said this before.
And
this
the light
great.
Is going from red to green. I kind of have like a sportscaster in my mind doing a play-by-play of me trying to beat the guy next to me to the end of the intersection. He's like, oh, Weiss is on the line. The competition today is heavy. He's next to a Nissan Sentra.
You know what I forgot? I do this all the time, but if I'm in traffic and like I either pass a cop or there's a cop like six cars behind me who clearly has no interest in me, I pretend I'm running from them. and like to the point that when I actually get to my street, you know, by now the cops turn and gone in a different direction. But to the point where I get to my street, like, I will gun it. I'll be going down my little cul-de-sac at, like, 50 miles an hour. I'll whip the car into the driveway. I'll open the garage door. I will get in the garage door and shut the garage door and then sit there for a moment to make sure the cop isn't behind me.
Allison, are you normal? Allison? I picked up the wrong line. Wow. Allison, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Whenever there's an award show on, I get up and I accept my best actress award, and I have the same speech, and I get emotional. I cry my eyes out when I'm thinking my family and my dog's there, and you know, I thank my dog for being such a wonderful dog.
Can you give us the speech right now?
I want to hear it.
Oh, all right. Well, my sister's listening, so I hope she at least, you know,
well, you better thank her,
appreciates
then.
It.
Okay.
I, you know, of course, I'd like to thank the Academy. And, you know, I go on, you know, thanking my agents and things. And then
No, do it. We want you to do it.
No, do it. You just got the Oscar, so...
Yeah, do it as though there's nobody around.
The Academy Award goes to...
First of all, I'd like to thank the Academy, or if it's the Golden Globe, the Hollywood Foreign Press. And I would like to thank my agents for believing in me and giving me this opportunity. And, you know, my husband, I love you so dearly. Thank you so much for taking a chance and marrying me and staying with me through my crazy days. And to my family, I would love to thank my father, who, you know, has seen me through the toughest, see, you're going to make me cry, the toughest times. And, you know, I'll never forget that day that you left me in that Minnesota airport and said I had to go. And you know what I'm talking about, Daddy? And my mom and my sister, who have supported me when I was just down and out and, you know, just the worst times. And you never left my side and you always believed in me. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Very good.
I was waiting for Bert to start playing music.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't find any. Thank you
and
for calling.
And by the way, Tracy, you're not weird for kissing your family on the mouth.
Thank you.
Says the woman who gives award speeches at the television.
Hey, Chris, you're on All the Hits Q100.
When I clip my toenails, I sniff them.
Oh, dude. Do you really?
I'm not the only one that does this either. I've heard of other people doing it.
That is so nasty.
And Renee, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Yeah, I have imaginary friends pretty much. Whenever I get a chance alone, I have conversations with like Ben Affleck and things like that. I've actually had my husband catch me doing this.
So they're celebrity imaginary friends or are they just random named people?
No, celebrity imaginary friends.
I want to know the story of your husband catching you. Who were you talking to?
I was talking to Ben Affleck. And he's like, who the hell is Ben? And I'm like,
and I didn't know what to say. I was so embarrassed. I only do it when I'm alone.
I love human nature.
I love human nature. I love that.
And we all sit and worry and wonder if we are normal or not.
Yeah, if, you know what? We're all screwed up.
Yeah.
It's just different, you know, levels of screwed up, but everybody's screwed up.
Yeah.
You can take some comfort in that.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.